Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay. So I thought this was pretty fascinating. We talk about diabetes a lot on the show because diabetes is huge. About a third of Americans have diabetes or are pre-diabetic. And diabetes is basically when you don't, you know, control your blood sugar. You can't metabolize your blood sugar or get that blood sugar from the blood system into the cells where it should be. If the sugar just kind of circulates around the blood, it can, clog the arteries, be very, very sticky, accelerate some arteriosclerosis, cause blindness, kidney disease, infection, neuropathy, a whole variety of things. So we really want your blood sugar fasting under 100, which is kind of tight, but we want you in tight control. We want your glycohemoglobin under 5.7. I remember when I was in training, you had to have it under 7 or 7.4. That now, that'd be like, oh my gosh, you're really diabetic. So now we want your glycohemoglobin under 5.7. My love for chocolate, thank God, my glycohemoglobin is 5.3. But there's diabetes in my family left and right, so I better be careful. But a very interesting study came out where they say older individuals really aren't feeling it when it comes to doctors' recommendations, especially when it comes to diabetes. And if we want you in super tight control, or if we want to discontinue a medication, the study kind of looked at older people's attitudes towards what us younger doctors can be telling them. And the average doctor is younger than the older geriatric patient. And that's one thing I'm worried about when my future doctors, you know, like I always tell my students, I'll like totally, you know, let them be my doctor and stuff because I trust them wholeheartedly. Even though they haven't even had a residency, I trust them because they're so smart and they're so amazing. But, you know, that is going to be kind of, you know, interesting when they're younger than me, you know? I it's just crazy because now there's a good majority of the population younger than me. Before, I was a young one. Now, I'm not so much the young one anymore. That's the whole thing that I need to probably get some therapy for because I really am not handling the whole aging, middle-aged thing well. But, you know, they were saying that when it came to, you know, how much medicine should take, when they should stop it based on side effects, etc., it sounds like older people are on a completely different page than doctors. And you know what? I'm on the patient side on this one. All right? I don't blame them. I really don't blame them. Older individuals, especially if they have lived longer than you, you know, they'll be like, okay, look, please, okay? Well, they don't say that. They probably say something like, you know, please. And they, like, you're telling me what to do? For example, I remember Grandma and Grandpa, you know, talking about having their liquor. You know, you need liquor every day, okay? And you know, my grandma smoked. She never died of lung cancer. She's like, you guys are all crazy, okay? I mean, she used other choice words, which I can't say on air. Yeah, she never died of lung cancer. She smoked 2 packs a day. So now, that's a rarity, okay? But older people talk. And they do. And they were like, look, I smoked and I'm fine. So who are you going to believe? Me, who's 85 and alive, or your 40-year-old doctor. He goes, please stop using tobacco products. Please. You know, the glasses. I'm taking a look at your blood sugar here, and it's too high. So they're going to be like, girlfriend, I'm going to listen to you. So, you know, older people will also say, look, you know, a glass of wine a day or a beer a day is what's keeping me healthy. And the funny thing is, there's a study another study came out saying a glass of beer, a glass of wine a day may keep the diabetes away. I'm not sold on that yet. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. But, you know, your average older person is going to use experience as their foundation of their education. And so if something worked for them, or something worked for their neighbor, or something worked for their family member, that's going to mean a hell of a lot more than somebody citing the USPSTF guidelines. And so I notice a lot of the geriatric population that they know exactly what they want. And I, you know, whether it's this diabetes study or whether it's something else, they're like, look, you want me to take a medication for my gout that gives me diarrhea, and you're telling me that's the dose I need to be on? For example, there's this medication we use, colchicine, and I don't like using it because I don't like what it does to the kidneys. But if somebody has a gout attack, you keep taking the colchicine every hour until you get diarrhea, and then you back it down a little bit. It's always seemed counterintuitive to me. But it works for the gout, so we were prescribing it. Older people hated that. They're like, that makes no sense to me. Why are you giving me something that's going to give me diarrhea or make me sick? And they ended up being right. Now we've changed the guidelines on how to use colchicine. You know, when it comes to them being sick and having colds, they know when they need an antibiotic. They're not putting up with this whole antibiotic stewardship that we all do nowadays. You know, well, you know, it could be viral. So if it could be viral, we're not going to give you an antibiotic. You know, you need to wait. And, you know, we're doing this, you know, to, you know, protect against, antibiotic resistance. Older people are like, oh, hell no. I got a pneumonia last time. I went into urosepsis. You treat me. We don't have enough geriatricians. I think we need a lot more. One of my favorite geriatricians is Dr. Julie Zachariah Simpson. She is phenomenal, and she has the patience of a nun, an angel. She is amazing. And, you know, we were talking, and, there's not enough people like her out there that takes care of older individuals. And I think, you know, the reason why is a lot of us don't want to take the time with somebody. We don't want to listen to them. We have our guidelines. We have our rules. We're now employed by a boss, and so we have to do antibiotic stewardship. We got to follow the guidelines. We got to do things by the book. And older individuals want somebody that has some cojones, right? You know, that somebody that has some chutzpah, somebody that would be like, look, you know, if this is what you need and this is what worked on you, then do it. And so, I'm not sure who's going to win with this, because I'm noticing a lot of my older, you know, brethren and sisters are still teaching me, patients still teach me. And as medicine is turning into this whole system of, you know, we need to kind of do what the bosses tell us and we need to follow guidelines, it'll be kind of really interesting to see if the pendulum swings back and says, look, guys, you know, kind of old school worked. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, we'll be right back.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you intrigued by Paranormal Talk Radio? You'll love the new Paranormal Radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
so many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so more than 5 million Americans, we're being told, have had their private medical information and x-ray results just left on open servers. So anybody can access them without a password. Now, this is a ProPublica investigation, and they found millions of medical images and data online. And this, again, highlights our problem with being completely electronic with our medical records and patient privacy. They say health data, x-rays, and other medical imaging of millions of Americans have been uploaded to open servers online, and those records are vulnerable for just anybody to see. Now, this is ProPublica and Bayerischer Rundfunk investigation. And they found that doctors' offices across the U.S. store the medical data of more than 5 million patients on servers that are virtually unprotected. Some of these servers don't even have passwords. Now, you have hackers out there, but you don't even need hackers. They say no computer skills are required to access these private images and data. It's not even hacking. It's like walking into an open door. That's according to Jackie Singh, CEO of the cybersecurity firm Spyglass Security. Now, yeah, you know, you always kind of wonder, you know, when you hear these studies of, you know, is it just a commercial for them? You know, like, oh, okay, well, you know, you found this, so I guess we need to use your services. And I've seen that all the time. I saw that a lot with, you know, these, oh, we'll fix your online review profile. So they, you know, some of these companies would put a crappy review and say, hi, did you know there's this review on you? And then walk in there and go, when was that written? Oh, it's there. And you're looking at this, well, did you put that out there? You need our company to help protect you against reviews like this. Like, were you the one that wrote that review? So, you know, you just kind of wonder when you know, somebody's kind of advertising. But in this particular case, I don't disbelieve them. So the investigation uncovered 187 deeply very vulnerable servers used by doctors' offices to store medical data online. It was based on the international findings of cybersecurity experts at Germany's Greenborn Networks. They found similar vulnerabilities, and they said investigators were able to find 16 million U.S. medical image scans, full names, birth dates, and social security numbers. They say on one server company, MobileX USA, it revealed full names in response to a single simple search, like something you typed into Google. So it's not that you had to have a lot of the patient's information. It could be a simple search like John Doe. So, as you know, healthcare data is supposed to be kept private and confidential between a provider and patient. That's according to the 1996 Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. Medical information can obviously be used to steal a lot of identities, financial vulnerability, used as a basis of discrimination. So we do not want people getting access to it. They said, for example, echocardiograms, which are like an ultrasound of the heart, were still vulnerable on a server used by a Los Angeles-based doctor. If one of those patients had an imperfect heart function and was applying for a job that involved physical activity, an employer who saw their private medical data might then deny them the job. Now, some of you might be thinking, well, how many employers are actually going online looking up your medical history? Well, employers do stalk you a little bit, and they're very open about it. They want your Facebook profile, some of them, your Twitter. I mean, I've applied for some casting jobs, and they want my Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And if I wouldn't give it to them, I'm sure they could just Google Dr. Dahlia, Facebook, or whatever. But if certain images are online, and you know how things are on the Internet, and you pull up images, all of a sudden a CAT scan could show up. So, or an echocardiogram. So according to Cooper Quinton, a technologist for the Digital Rights Advocacy Group, medical records are one of the most important areas for privacy because they're so sensitive. Medical knowledge can be used against you in malicious ways to shame people, to blackmail people. Yeah, if you went into your doctor because you had chlamydia or gonorrhea, that could ruin your marriage. It could, you know. So as far as the ProPublica investigation, there's a little typo here. The medical data and images haven't been published anywhere else. So they suggest that hackers or those with bad intentions have not yet found or taken advantage of the private medical data. So what they're saying is they were able to find this and figure it out and catch this before hackers did. But right now, unless these companies take extra protection, there's nothing stopping them from doing so. So where are the doctors involved? So according to Daily Mail, doctors are legally responsible for the protection of patients' confidential data. And so are the companies and individuals they contract with. So when there is a breach, who gets sued? Well, I'm telling you right now, everybody does. Everybody gets sued. Now, they say major hospitals use many of the same servers. They have privacy security protocols. They're supposed to. But they said the small, private, or independent radiologists were the most common starting point in a series of security failures. They say the group responsible for creating and maintaining the professional standard of these digitally storing and protecting medical images, it was called the Medical Imaging and Technology Alliance, I believe. So according to a statement, the group released some 700 servers used by people in the medical profession operate using an open connection. Okay, so the medical industry is not perfect. And we now have a system where we rely on computers for everything. And what stinks is, you know, in the past, if you had something in your medical past, it would be gone in 5 or 7 years, because the average, you know, time somebody had to keep records was 5 to 7 years, depending on their state license. It costs money to hold records. You needed, I mean, you ran out of room in your office for medical charts, and going electronic was like the biggest pain in the butt. Now that it's electronic, I think they're going to be changing a lot of the rules on electronic medical records, because this 5 to 7 years, if it's in a computer, it's there forever. So those of you who wanted a little anonymity, or wanted some of your, you know, 20s and 30s to be forgotten, or teenage years to be forgotten, now won't be. It's there. And it'll pull up like it was yesterday. On the flip side, having electronic medical records is fantastic, because I would have loved to see my liver function and my cholesterol, see if my cholesterol is better now than it used to be. Although I used to exercise a lot, so, you know, I would have liked to see my weight. I would have liked to see my, you know, skin lesions, things like that. So I didn't go to the doctor much when I was younger, but, you know, I'd be really, really fascinated to see some of my old stuff. It's gone. So, as a doctor, you love the idea that you could have data at your fingertips, and you could have old data. But I think the average patient is like, I don't want that there. And the big thing that I'm seeing now is you have a lot of lying. People lie to their doctor. They don't want it to go into a system. This computer profile that you have is looked upon like a social media profile. And when you have a young individual who has urethral discharge or possible gonorrhea or chlamydia, and he doesn't want that getting back to his girlfriend or parents, he might not say that. You have a lot of people asking for specific antibiotics. And I'm like, you know, why that antibiotic? Well, because they probably look online and they see that it's a cure for that. But there, I told you, what happened in the 2000s, as electronic medical records were starting to grow, is people would come in asking for Z-Packs. Oh, I have a bronchitis. Well, you'd look at them, and you're like, okay, well, I really can't tell. Trust me, I have a bronchitis. I've been coughing for days. Can I have a Z-Pack? Doctors would give them a Z-Pack, but they were really using the Z-Pack for chlamydia or gonorrhea. And that isn't appropriate, because you also need a shot of ceftriaxone. So people want privacy. And we're kind of shooting ourselves in the foot if we have a system that could be easily hacked, and there's all these news stories talking about easily hacked, and you have people now under-treating their gonorrhea, not really wanting to get their HIV testing. You know what? I know I had a, you know, wild weekend, but I just don't want anybody knowing, and I don't want it in a computer somewhere. My life will be ruined. So, you know, our approach now, I'm not sure where to go with this. I mean, do doctors need to have a certain code so patients can see a doctor, be treated for something, it be in code, but the doctor knows that code is something else? No, that's not going to be very feasible, because an insurance company won't pay. They won't pay for medications. They won't pay for testing unless they know the exact diagnosis. There's no privacy. But, you know, I look at this as a joke, because there never was privacy. The fact that we have to give your diagnosis to an insurance company, I said for years, why don't I just give the code for the office visit? I saw the patient for 20 minutes. Pay me for that. You know, why do I have to tell you that my patient had HIV? He doesn't have privacy then. But that's the way the system is. Why? Because we need somebody else to pay for our medical care. 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union are holding more discussions as the nationwide strike enters its second day. Outside a GM plant in Michigan, worker Jennifer Timken tells NBC News she's on the picket line to fight for her benefits.
I feel like I'm not getting their loyalty like they have ours. We come in here every day and build their vehicles for them to make the profits that they make, to make the millions that they make.
President Trump's former campaign manager and friend Corey Lewandowski is expected to testify before a House Judiciary Committee on Tuesday to talk about the president's alleged efforts to get in the way of the federal probe into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley on Fox News reminds everyone,
private communications between anyone and the president are just that, private, and they are subject to immunity.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm sure you guys heard a virus research center in Russia had an explosion. And they're one of two places in the world that houses the smallpox virus. And the blast at the State Research Center of Virology and Biotechnology, or known as Vector, left one employee injured. And the building, located in Koltsevo, near the Siberian city of Novosibirsk, survived without structural damage, luckily. But the suspected gas explosion happened on the fifth floor of a six-floor concrete building during scheduled repairs. That's according to Russian-owned news agency. And Nikolai Krasnikov, head of Koltsevo, which is known as a science city, said no biohazardous material was being stored where the blast occurred. No threat to the population. He added that the worker who was injured suffered burns, is currently in intensive care. Now, the facility is in Russia, obviously, created back in 1974 and is one of two places that stores the variola virus. The variola virus is the one known to cause smallpox disease. The other location is in Atlanta, Georgia, at the CDC. Now, as you know, smallpox is one of the most devastating diseases known to humanity. It was declared eradicated back in 1980 by the World Health Organization. Why? Because we had a very, very robust immunization campaign. But following its eradication, scientists and public health officials felt research was still necessary and agreed to hold the smallpox virus in four locations across the world. This is according to Fox News. In the U.S., Russia, England, and South Africa. Now, within years, England and South Africa destroyed their stocks of the virus, or they transferred them to other labs. They didn't want them. So that left the U.S. and Russia to be the only locations left to store the deadly disease. Now, I've seen enough movies. I don't know if I buy that. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody does have it, but they're just not, you know, letting everybody know. I mean, right now, we know exactly where it is. You know, it's in Atlanta, Georgia. It's at the CDC. So if somebody wanted it, you know, and, you know, to make a real good movie, right, they would, you know, they kind of know the direct location, latitude and longitude. However, you know, whenever we eradicate disease, we don't go, okay, all done, because we know these diseases can come back and, you know, with the resurgence. So, in 2016, the World Health Organization determined the vector facility found to meet international levels of biosafety and biosecurity for variola research and storage. So, this facility also holds Ebola. As you know, Ebola is very deadly. In 2004, the New York Times reported a Russian scientist at the lab had died after accidentally pricking herself with a needle that contained Ebola. Now, remember, there was no vaccine at the time. The incident reported on May 5th, but the research lab didn't report it to the World Health Organization until later that month. That then sparked concerns about the level of secrecy around the facility. So now this explosion follows two incidents which happened in Russia last month. Massive explosions were first recorded at a military ammunition depot near the city of Achinsk in eastern Siberia's Krasnoyarsk region. And that was followed by a deadly explosion of military weapons testing in Nyolska. So I don't understand why there's so many explosions. That one left five people dead. Officials say the explosion occurred while engineers were testing a nuclear isotope power source for a rocket and were thrown into the sea by the explosion. So, again, I'm not really 100% sure what the hell is going on, but they say we're safe. You know, nobody needs to worry, nothing to see here. But it sure kind of makes you kind of scratch your head and go, you know, what the hell is going on? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I want to probably talk next, and I want to apologize because I'm getting some breaking news. We'll talk about it in a second. Apparently, there's another tropical storm, so I apologize. Okay, let's go to a beer a day may keep the diabetes away. All right, that I like. Okay, let's kind of, you know, talk about some happy things. So we have known for years that some people who drink alcohol do pretty damn good, and they don't get diabetes. But we know that other people, when they drink alcohol, they can worsen their diabetes. But diabetes is rampant in those that drink alcohol. So scientists wanted to figure out what the hell is going on. So they looked at a pint of beer or glass of wine each day could keep type 2 diabetes at bay. Now, moderate alcohol for us in America would be two beers, two glasses of wine, small glasses, or two shots. They think that could improve blood glucose metabolism. Now, as you know, type 2 diabetics have an issue breaking down glucose. Now, glucose, which, you know, the high blood sugar like we just talked about in the previous hour, can cause blindness, cause neuropathy, cause kidney disease. It's very, very sticky, so it can accelerate arteriosclerosis. And so if you are a diabetic, you don't know how to break down the sugar. You don't know how to get the sugar into the cells where it should be. And many times you could be overweight, many times not. But type 2 diabetics have an issue with sugar. So we tell diabetics not drink alcohol. But this is a study presented at the annual meeting of the European Association of the Study of Diabetes in Barcelona. And the Southeast University scientists looked at 10 studies that delved into the relationship between alcohol consumption and type 2 diabetes. So basically, they looked at 575 participants that were involved in the review. And they found that the alcohol could improve glucose metabolism. Now, a lot of other people are going, okay, whoa. You are not to drink alcohol to prevent diabetes. But this isn't the first time that we heard that alcohol consumption helps protect you. You know, we've noticed that cholesterol levels, especially good cholesterol levels, go up in those who drink alcohol. Well, we've also seen that for some, triglycerides may go down. I've seen it go up. But for some, triglycerides or fats have gone down. Well, blood fat is also linked to diabetes. So having high triglycerides, poorly managed, can also, you know, cause heart disease, diabetic type issues, and people with high triglycerides later form diabetes. So there is a relationship. Now, according to Dr. Yuling Chen, and people are really, really critical of this study, he said the findings of this meta-analysis show a positive effect of alcohol on glucose and fat metabolism in people with type 2 diabetes. They say larger studies are needed to further evaluate the effects of alcohol consumption on blood sugar management, especially in patients with type 2 diabetes. So, you know, we talked about if you drink a glass a day, that's considered light, unless you're a woman. One glass a day for a woman is considered moderate. For a man, it's two. So, how big are your glasses? Well, we have these wine goblets, and they're huge. They're like little fish bowls. That doesn't count. That's like two or three. And I get it. You can't open up a bottle of wine and store it and save it for a rainy day. If you're going to crack open a bottle of wine, you need to drink it or you have to dump it out. So I think we have an overconsumption of alcohol. And I've told you this once and I'm telling this, do this again. For some of you, alcohol works. It just works for you. And it'll be what keeps your weight down and it'll be what prevents you from being diabetic. For others, no. For others, no, it's going to cause you to have diabetes, it's going to cause you to have pancreatitis, it's going to cause you to have pancreatic cancer or other sorts of cancer. So that's why we doctors in America can't say to drink or not. Now, your cardiologist may say have a glass of wine. A lot of cardiologists are gutsy. They're like, look, I'm worried about your heart. I don't have to worry about cancer. So if I think alcohol is going to help your heart, have that glass of wine. So a lot of people do. They will have a glass of wine a day. So we have the, we could study this, people. It's really not that hard. It's very easy to anybody whose doctor told them to have a glass a day to take a look at you guys and see if you have diabetes or not. It's not a difficult study. But in America, we get sued if we tell you to do something and something bad happens. So it's not going to fly. So as far as I'm concerned, what you need to do is you need to look at your risk factors. And, you know, if you are at higher risk for alcohol, for diabetes, talk to your doctor. If they think it's a bad idea, or you go a week having a glass a night a week and we notice your blood sugars go up, it's a bad thing. If they notice it goes down, it might be a good thing. 1-877-DOCTOR-SALLY.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I'm going to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Dr. Dahlia. Okay, so I want to talk really quickly about Tropical Storm Humberto. Actually, we have a few little tropical storms. I'm sorry, Tropical Storm Humberto, I think, just is moving closer to Bermuda. Oh, Lord have mercy. Now we have another tropical depression. And, you know, it's interesting. The news on the hurricanes used to come out a little bit easier. But they expect it to pass near Bermuda by today. And, unfortunately, have these rip currents across the East Coast. We don't think it's going to make landfall. We think it's going to travel away. But there has been a hurricane watch posted for Bermuda. Hurricane force winds 74 miles per hour over the next 36 hours. In terms of a next tropical depression, they have been little news headlines have been kind of flirting with the idea that this might hit Florida. Again, we don't have a lot of data on it yet, but they say there's a new tropical depression projected to become Hurricane Imelda. And again, we are in the, you know, we are in the crux of hurricane season. And again, I want to apologize. We're having some internet issues here. Imelda. Am I pronouncing it right? Imelda Hurricane? Yeah. So, hold on a second. I have Yahoo search. Oh my gosh. It is so hard to type and talk at the same time. Okay. Imelda Hurricane. Can I do that? Can I Google that? It's not a hurricane yet. So what we understand is Tropical Depression number 10 has formed in the central Atlantic. They expect it to become a tropical storm, later a hurricane. They think it's going to approach the northern Leeward Islands. Aren't sure yet, but these things are coming from off of West Africa, going east, west, going towards us. The Weather Channel is a little hesitant to name it yet, so we'll keep you guys posted on that. Okay, you know what? I am so sick of my internet. Let's talk about, I'm going to talk about the strike, okay? Sorry, guys. Yes, this is ridiculous. I am really, really going on a, I don't understand why we're having so many issues today. And yesterday. We had issues yesterday, too. I know. All right, GM. The GM strike. They say it's going to cost up to $100 million a day. The White House, from what I understand, has intervened. They're seeking to end the United Auto Workers strike against General Motors. They want this agreement that would reopen an assembly plant in Lordstown, Ohio, that GM shut down in March. Now, the effort described by Politico would effectively put the White House on the side of the union, which is kind of unique for this administration. They also think it's going to help boost the president's reelection chances in Michigan and Ohio. As you know, about 50,000 GM workers went on strike yesterday, demanding higher wages, more generous health care benefits, more job security than management has been willing to offer in a new contract. Now, according to Politico, one person close to the matter said National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow and White House Trade and Manufacturing Advisor Peter Navarro are both involved in the talks. Now, the individual or that source isn't authorized to speak publicly, but they caution that the discussions are still in the early stages and that the White House may not be able to broker a deal. So in remarks to reporters Monday at the White House, Donald Trump said federal mediation is always possible if that's what they want. Hopefully they'll be able to work out the GM strike quickly. We don't want General Motors building plants outside of this country. So I agree with that. I don't really know about the, you know, ethics behind government getting involved and taking a side when you have, you know, an issue between, you know, private enterprise and, you know, enterprise. I say enterprise, it reminds me of Star Trek. But, you know, private companies, private sector, and union workers, you know, you get a little nervous when government gets involved. Even though, again, this is kind of unique for the Trump administration to be, you know, siding with unions. But, you know, he's got an election coming up. So the president, they said, bludgeoned, quote, unquote, according to Politico, General Motors last year for announcing plans to cut 14,000 jobs in North America, including plant closures in Michigan, Ohio, and Maryland. The Lordstown plant raised particular ire from Trump and has been used by critics to argue that his promise to revive U.S. manufacturing has been an empty one. So Trump has been following negotiations between the GM and the UAW for some time. So, you know, I'm not exactly sure where companies need to go with this. You know, I've been a business owner. I've been an employer. And making sure employees are happy is crucial. And making sure you are doing better than your competition in terms of employee benefits is also crucial. If you pay your employee less than somebody across the street, they'll go across the street. If you're paying employee more than the person across the street, you're going to keep them. Now, I understand there's price fixing and things like that. It's not supposed to. But, you know, people like to, in terms of wages, try to, like, not, you know, screw each other over. Because if you have one, let's say, if you have one employer that, you know, just gives everybody the world, they could steal all the, you know, all the employees. And that's kind of what a lot of companies do. It's not considered price fixing because you're not price fixing to consumers. You're trying to, you know, attract employees. So you pay more. But, you know, at some point, employees have to be very, very careful for what they wish for. And a lot of times, you're basically cutting off your nose to spite your face. And so you might think that you have made a company change for the better and go, okay, now we're going to all improve because we're going to now have this from here on out. And a company may be, you know, more all about the automation. You know, employees need to feel respected. They need to feel valued. They need to feel like they have a place, and they need to feel like they can grow. You have to have growth in a company. You do. A good company that's managed well will promote from within. I see this all the time. Customers or institutions will pretend they're going to promote from within, and then they just go and take somebody from the outside. I mean, that really, 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 you know, causes a huge, stake in the heart of people that have put years into a company, you know, and then they get jaded. So, you know, you want people to like the company, you want people to believe in the company, but sometimes the average employee loves complaining about work. It's a way to bond with the other workers. People complain about the job. Complaining about the job is kind of a way that people bond. I would rather people say, oh, I love my job, I love my job. But, you know, I've done that too. Oh, well, yeah, this stinks, and they need to do this. People just like to gripe. Okay, well, then let them have gripe sessions. Let employees complain. You know, I would do that with some of mine, sorry about my lisp. You know, and I'm like, okay, guys, okay, what happened this week? What was rough? What is something that you wish never happened again? Well, there would be a patient, and if I wasn't on site, sometimes that's when they're jerks. Patients would be super, super nice when I'd be there. But then some of them would be real, real jerks to my staff, and I'd be like, who was a jerk to you? So-and-so, they're out. No, we're not tolerating that. You guys cannot be abused or verbally assaulted by people. They're out. Let me know what we could do to fix it. You know, one of my patients had hit on a staff person. She's claimed, not happening here. Now, unfortunately in medicine, you can't just discharge them right away. You have to give them a month, give them some time to find a new doctor. So I was like, I'll do the nursing for that patient in the meantime. But, you know, a good boss asks the staff what they need and what it is they don't like. Now, if they ask for the farm, that can't happen. But little things are, you know, these are things you can easily fix. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.